Hello.
Hi, Richard.
So, yes, I wanted to talk to you about Twitter. Now, you did join Twitter
Yes.
and then you had sort of neglected to use it.
I joined it originally because I wanted to follow very specific people as a kind of professional thing. I just wanted to know what was kind of going on. But I think as soon as you become part of Twitter, people start following you. I wish a message could go out when somebody tries to follow me to say that I'm not actually going to say anything, because I feel very fraudulent. I don't really have any intention of using it as a kind of social media. Yeah, I mean, you see, I've never Facebooked. I was never into Facebook, so Twitter actually seemed a slightly more attractive option to me, because it seemed like it was kind of less in a social sphere and more in a kind of useful, just information sharing way of things, really.
You could divide Twitter then into kind of whether you're on receive or on broadcast, and some people are doing it to promote themselves, they're on broadcast, and some people are using it to listen in on conversations or to as research. So you're
No,
tending towards the research.
I'm definitely, for the most part, on receive. I think it's one of those things that if you don't tweet regularly, when you do, it becomes incredibly significant. The proposition of having a website, say, 5 or 10 years ago. I mean, I can't recall when exactly I did make a website, but for a few years before that, I was kind of thinking, this is something I really need to do, and I need to sort of take a bit more control over, how people are finding my work and what they're kind of looking at. So I suppose it's a sort of similar thing. But once you have a website, it's a bit of a monster. You have to kind of keep feeding it, else it gets out of date. And so I suppose my reticence with Twitter is that it becomes a sort of similar thing that you kind of need. I think it's a generational thing. I'm not a digital native, but I think it's also a kind of personality thing. I think some people are just really attuned to doing it. I'm with Matt's gallery, and Robin Klasnick, he just loves it. He's absolutely born to it. He really likes the fact that there's a lot of people that have that kind of sense of connection to the gallery, which was, difficult to kind of engender in the past. Some people just seem kind of born to tweet. In a lot of ways, when you come down to it, we're all just kind of muddling our way through these things, aren't we? And trying to kind of sort out that relationship between a kind of professional profile and a social profile, and being at places, being at previews. It's a kind of an analog social networking, isn't it? And I suppose for a lot of people, this has not replaced it, but certainly kind of added to that, desire to be present and be in people's minds.
A number of artists talk about the experience of exhibiting as being often quite impersonal. You put on a show, and then you're not there every day when people come in and see the exhibition. Maybe you look at the visitor's book, and there may be some sort of feedback there, but at the end of the process, you don't really have anything to show for it. Maybe there are reviews and other commentary, but it's not like being on the stage, obviously. So I wondered whether Twitter could add that sort of element of feedback and whether that would be something you'd welcome.
Well, I suppose it depends what the nature of that feedback was, because the guy, the Google Hangout you were talking about, the guy from can't remember, the guy from San Francisco who was on it.
Oh, yes, I don't know his name. The guy who did Instagram.
O'Neill, Michael O'Neill, was it? Anyway, I had a chat with him. Incredibly nice guy. And beforehand, I, of course, looked online and looked at his kind of Instagram feed. He has an absolutely phenomenal amount of followers, and they're responding to every image he puts up there. And it's a really interesting model to kind of look at, because he is getting what you might call, in one way, perpetual feedback, literally hourly. But most of them are just kind of superlatives. They're kind of, wow, great. I would presume there are other kind of fora where there might be a more extended or possibly even more critical feedback as to what's happening. But for the work I do, you know, I wouldn't be that interested in getting that kind of feedback. But if there was, you know, more extended or kind of critical responses to things, then I think that would be interesting. But I don't know whether that's Twitter. I don't know. Undoubtedly, it's good for getting more people kind of interested in something and then actually coming along and seeing something. That's great. But in terms of actually, you know, getting that feedback, I'm not sure.